Gary Ray Sugg, the Strick. Morning.
Morning.
You have 15 minutes. Would you like to reserve any rebuttal?
Yes, Your Honor. I'd like to reserve 5 minutes for rebuttal.
Okay. So the bottom line in this case is whether or not the order was a final order.
That is correct, Your Honor. The question is, did Rule 1.1 apply? And I believe it did not apply. Under the circumstances, there was no restitution determined. It is required that restitution be determined.
What the court— Who has the burden of establishing that restitution is owed?
While the Commonwealth would have the burden of establishing that restitution is owed, the court—
Did the Commonwealth establish that fact as to the restitution to the victim?
Your Honor, I believe that based on the court's determination that restitution of final figure would need to be determined within 2 weeks, that the court felt there was a further decision that needed to be made.
Was that a statement by the court to the Commonwealth? You got 2 weeks to prove to me that restitution was owed, otherwise we're moving on.
Your Honor, when the court made that statement and then subsequently set a hearing, the court was indicating that it had not made a decision on that point, that it wanted to further pursue that point.
Well, let's look at the record. The trial court said, I'm giving you 2 weeks or 14 days. 14 days, was it? And then discussed Rule 1:1 and said he only has this case for 21 days. And that's why he picked the 14 days, so that it could be resolved while he still had jurisdiction. Is that a fair statement?
Your Honor, I believe that was what he indicated upon ruling that he did not have jurisdiction.
I don't think so.
With regards to the statement he made at sentencing, he did indicate 14 days. My recollection wasn't that he brought up 1.1 at that point. If the court might redirect me to the point where he indicates 1.1 in that moment.
All right, well, let's move on. I'll get it.
Thank you, Your Honor. Your Honor, what he indicated at the sentencing was that he was giving the Commonwealth 2 weeks to get together with defense counsel to produce a number or to set a hearing. At that point, when the Commonwealth attorney didn't present any information until the two-week deadline, upon receipt of that information and an attempt to discuss that information, it was determined that a hearing would need to be set. Upon filing a request for a hearing was set. Once the court sets the hearing, that is clear indication that the court believes that this needs to be decided.
Let me ask you, I think both briefs agree that this is purely a question of law.
Yes, Your Honor.
Is there anything to do other than to look at the language of the order, which frankly look only at page 3 of the appendix, and interpret as a matter of law whether the language appearing in that order was the language of a final order or a language of an order not final?
Yes, Your Honor.
Whether you set hearings and all like that doesn't matter, because facts surrounding it don't bear. It's a matter of looking at the document, looking at the order, and reading it and interpreting it. Is that what we should do?
Yes, Your Honor. I believe that you should interpret the order specifically. However, in interpreting the order, I believe that it is necessary to take into account the facts surrounding it. The order itself is left open. The order itself says to be determined within 2 weeks. That is not a final order. The court in its order is saying this decision needs to be made. It hasn't been made. And
well, it orders that the amount is to be determined in 2 weeks. That's the wording of the order.
Yes.
Restitution is ordered as follows, colon, then $50, and then the next sentence, half of the sentence. Restitution, Donna Dansel, in an amount to be determined within 2 weeks.
Yes, Your Honor, and because the court is ordering that the amount needs to be determined, it follows that 19.2-307 and 19.2-305.1 both apply to this case, where in order for it to be a final order, the restitution must be specified. In order for you to suspend a jail sentence on the condition of paying a restitution and therefore attach a criminal punishment as something that is not determined.
He ordered some restitution, didn't he? He ordered the restitution to the pawn shop.
Yes, Your Honor, he did order a $50 restitution.
So there is a restitution condition as to the suspended sentence.
However, I would agree that that is a restitution to the pawn shop. However, with regards to the language of 19.2-307 and 19.2-305.1, both of them indicate that for the crime alleged, restitution must be ordered, shall be ordered and determined by the judge, and
suppose
the crime
nothing
alleged.
Was said about restitution. Just said, I'll give you whatever term of year. It didn't say that in violation of the statute. Would it not have been a final order?
Your Honor, had he made no statement at all, then I believe it could potentially have been a final order determining that no restitution is owed. But when he orders that there is an amount of restitution owed and that it is not specified, then that is no longer a final order because it is requiring further action. At this point, no criminal defense attorney would understand that to be a final order because it says this needs to be determined. This information is not complete. We're going to suspend a jail sentence on the condition.
But wouldn't it complete after the expiration of 14 days or 2 weeks? Even for argument purpose, let's say it wasn't a final order when, I forgot, October, whatever. But it seems to me that the trial court said to the Commonwealth, you have 2 weeks for me to determine restitution. After the 2 weeks, it was a condition precedent to establish restitution. So why wasn't it final at the end of the 2 weeks? Because that's the opportunity that the court gave to the Commonwealth.
Your Honor, I believe it was not final at the end of the 2 weeks because the court had determined that some amount was required and that when
the Commonwealth failed to bring that matter before the court in 2 weeks.
Your Honor, based on the fact that the court did set a hearing on this matter, it indicates that the court believed that that information needed to be determined.
The Supreme Court has been pretty clear that the mere filing of a motion or even the setting of a hearing does not toll the 21-day rule, that there has to be a specific order entered either suspending or vacating the prior order in order to amend it past 21 days. That seems to be what you've got here. You've got kind of a request to do something, but nobody took any action to actually accomplish it.
Your Honor, with regards to the Supreme Court's view that there must be a tolling, that is after a final order. If the order is not finalized, then continuing to set hearing dates shows that it's not a final order because there's nothing in that order that establishes the restitution as a final element. At this point, 19.2-305.1 and 19.2-307 connect to this order and require that it specify restitution. When it's not specified, then it's not a final order. And because it's not a final order and the court did not establish each of the necessary elements of the order at that point, then the continued setting of hearing dates indicates that the court intends to make an additional order. So at this point, what is being established is that there's an initial order. The initial order provides for a certain time period in which another order will be attached to it. When the court continues to make determinations that a hearing is needed on the matter, it's extending that time limit.
If the order is not final, could the court go back and amend any portion of that order? Could the court impose additional time to be served, for instance?
Your Honor, I believe that that would be possible because there is a hearing that could be argued that the Commonwealth attorney could request additional time be imposed and the judge could make that determination.
Thank you.
I see that my time is at my rebuttal amount.
You have 4.5 minutes left. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. May it please the court, Aaron Campbell on behalf of the Commonwealth. It's our position that this was a final order for two reasons we'd like that the court to consider. One, the language of the order itself, and two, the trial court's own interpretation of its own order. The trial court did not say, I'm ordering restitution to amount to be determined. It wasn't this open-ended thing. He attached this two-week deadline to get it done. It's really sort of a bad case for the Commonwealth because it didn't get done in 2 weeks. It didn't get done in 21 days. It didn't get done in 9 months. There was never an order required by cases like Superfresh and other Supreme Court of Virginia cases that vacated, modified, or suspended the order. And secondly, the trial court, we have on the record given his own interpretation of its order, and he said the reason I ordered this.
Is the trial court required to address the issue of restitution?
In these larceny cases, I think the code talks about partial restitution being made, and the partial restitution was.
It's broader than larceny cases, isn't it? Anytime there's a destruction or theft of property.
Right, right. And he did address it in terms of the amount to at least one of the victims. And then what happened was is that he set a deadline for determining the amount for the other victim, and that deadline just passed without.
Once the trial court determines that restitution to this victim was owed, but had not determined the amount, was he required to take evidence as to amount before he could enter a final order?
Well, in this case, I'm not sure if he was required to take evidence. In this case, the Commonwealth presented a letter within that 2 weeks.
But the order said it had to be determined within 2 weeks.
Right. The amount, but
would the judgment of guilt have been infirm if restitution was not determined, with the statute seeming to say shall determine?
I don't think the judgment of guilt would have been affected by the restitution. I don't know of any authority that would support that proposition. I would also like to point out that the
In that you could not have a final judgment because it says you shall do this. It must be part of the case. It says you shall determine it. If you don't determine it, then you haven't adjudicated the full case.
Well, I think the language of the statute, the restitution statute, talks about restitution being made part of the final judgment. It's not exactly the.
Well, there are plenty of cases where shall becomes discretionary.
Right. It's not exactly the final judgment.
But you're right. He did award partial restitution in the sense that he awarded restitution to the pawn shop.
Exactly. So it's our position that at least it satisfies at least Code Section 19.2-305.1. I'd also point out that the trial court made an interpretation of its own order. And he said, you know, the reason I set this two-week deadline is because I lose jurisdiction after 21 days under Rule 1:1. That determination by the trial court carries a lot of weight. I mean, there are cases where the court, appellate courts say, and this in Virginia, that we typically defer to a trial court's interpretation of its own order. And so I think that while this is an issue of a pure law, I believe, but I think there is considerable weight given to what the trial court, his own interpretation of the order.
The order advised the defendant of his right to appeal.
Yes.
And didn't continue on the docket.
Exactly. If there are no other questions, I'll just ask that the court.
Thank you. Ms. Strick, you have a little more than 4 minutes.
Thank you, Your Honor. First, I'd like to address the fact that the pawn shop acting as a alleged victim for the purposes of 19.2-307 and 19.2-305.1. The idea of these statutes is to address the person who has lost something. If by the charge being a grand larceny against Ms. Dansell, not addressing any kind of restitution when the court has determined that Ms. Dansell is the victim means that the final order does not exist with regards to 19.2-307.
But why doesn't it exist after the end of the 2 weeks?
Because, Your Honor...
No, I guess what I'm saying is, after the 2 weeks, which was the deadline for the court to determine restitution, what else is left for the court to do, since it's basically the condition precedent was not fulfilled?
Your Honor, at that point, if the court wanted that to be the final order, then it would need to enter an order stating, based on the fact that the Commonwealth has produced no evidence, the restitution to Ms. Dansell will be zero. Once the court entered that order on August 6th, that is when the order became final, because it addressed the restitution. At the point that it addresses the restitution to Ms. Dansell, then it is a final order. It does not address a final amount at the point of the original October order.
Would the relief you're seeking here effectively require us to hold that in any case in which there's evidence of loss or damage and restitution is potentially required, that any order that did not address that would not be a final order?
No, Your Honor. I believe in this case, the reason this case is different is because the judge did address it. The judge says this amount needs to be determined. When it's not determined and it then becomes zero, the judge, instead of setting restitution hearings and continuing to make plans to make this determination, in order to make it a final order, would have said the restitution amount is zero as no evidence has been produced. But in this case, that did not occur. What happened is multiple restitution hearings were set in order to discuss the issue of restitution, which would be a condition of the suspended sentence that the court imposed.
If the defendant in this case, instead of talking about an issue of restitution, suppose the defendant had filed a motion for new trial, and the court in its final order said, and I'm setting off a hearing on the motion for the new trial for 14 days, and nothing happened until 21 days expired, would you have the same argument that was not a final order?
No, Your Honor. The reason I would not have the same argument is because that motion would not be dependent on the suspended sentence. If the court set that motion and did not make a determination on it, the order would still be final. It still specifies what elements are required for the sentence to be suspended. At this point, Mr. Sugg would have no idea as to what element is required for this condition to have the suspended sentence. Once the suspended sentence is conditioned upon the payment of the restitution to Ms. Danzel. It is no longer a final order because that is not specified. He needs to be informed of what is...
The logical conclusion of your argument is that while he was convicted in October, he wouldn't be able to appeal the trial court's decision until, I forgot the date, March or April of the next year when the matter finally came on the docket. Is that right?
Your Honor, I see my time is about to expire.
You can answer it.
Thank you. Your Honor, based on the fact that Mr. Sugg did not object to the continuing of the restitution hearing, that the restitution hearing was set with consent on the following dates, then that's correct. He would not have been able to appeal it until the final decision was made in August. Had he objected to it being set on those dates, then it would have caused an issue with regards to now this needs to be decided or we need to be able to appeal it. But because it wasn't a final order, he could not have appealed it in October.
All right, thank you. We'll greet counsel and take up the last matter, Commonwealth versus Newsom.